This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up in this hour, Jennifer is here, and let's see, Richie will be around, Roberta will probably be in the main here, Ken Kessler monitoring social media. A lot of people are talking about the water situation here, there, and everywhere. Water in Los Angeles, big main on the campus of UCLA at the corner of Sunset went kabunga, bunga, bunga, lunga, and therefore $10 million, well, I don't know about dollars, but how much water costs
a
gallon.
Lot, that's
it's
sure.
expensive. That's a problem in Los Angeles. In Detroit, thousands of residents are struggling because their water has been shut off. Remember the story from last week? 20, 30, 40,000 people were behind in their water bills because nobody's working in Detroit. Everybody's unemployed. They have money to pay their water bill. So the kind folks at the city of Detroit decided to shut everybody's water off. And about, I think, 13, 14,000 people were able to figure out how to get enough money into the town so they wouldn't shut off their water. But then there are still thousands of people who had the water turned off. And how many of you have seen the pictures of the men standing over the water? There's a little box. Most of you have a little box in the street out in front of your house, take the lid off of it, and they stick a long tool down there, and they shut it off. No, it's not a meter.
Oh, you mean the turn-off valve.
The turn-off valve is down there, and they turn it off. So there are pictures like that galore. And so there are people that will do almost anything to help pay for the water bill. Here's the story of a lady named Leslie Turner, who has asked PETA to help her pay her overdue water bill. The catch is that she has to go vegan for 30 days before they will turn the water on.
Why?
Well, because they want people to be vegans, not eat meat. That's what PETA's all about. People with the ethical treatment of animals doesn't want you to eat meat or to be anything. Or wear fur, no leather shoes, belts, all that stuff. So,
but how will they know?
Yeah, what if you sneak a burger?
Well, I think that's the catch here, is to wait 30 days. Anyway, Ms. Turner is a social worker, lives in a part of Detroit that is, shall we say, not exactly desirable. So she has expenses, can't pay all of her bills. This is one thing that they can do, PETA and others who will go along with it. PETA says, it's good promotion for them. We'll pay your water bill if you certify you've gone vegan for 30 days. Okay, there's one way of dealing with it. Her overdue water bill is only $147. I think many of us who have water bills would. Mine is 10 times that in L.A. because we had a water main blow up behind the house near the water heater, and it all went down the L.A. River, and so now they want me to pay the bill. I guess what they say is that the water pipe is on private property, even though they installed it. So, what am I going to do, argue with them?
Genius, yeah.
You can argue with them, but they'll still shut the water off on August 5th. They don't pay the bill. So, anyway, so there's that. And then there are people, you've heard the story about the Detroit residents and what they're going through this summer. It's amazing that this sort of situation, this is like a city, the inner city looks like it came from one of those bad movies where we have the War of the Worlds or these invaders from Mars or whatever it is blowing up the city. That's what Detroit looks like. So there has been a lot of focus on how to help Detroit. As you know, across the river in Windsor, Ontario, the situation is much better. The city of Windsor, province of Ontario, very healthy economically. So there's a Canadian caravan that's loaded up with water trucks that's bringing water into Detroit today and this week to help the residents who have had their water shut off. Thought that was kind of cool. Now, the other thing, politically speaking, anybody who's running for mayor or any political office in Detroit that supports shutting off the water is going to be instantly defeated. Instantly. So the mayor, if you'll pardon the pun, has washed his hands of the water department, because it was the water department that decided to shut off everybody's water. And somehow or other, the mayor must have been either asleep, out to lunch, gone for vacation, because all of a sudden he says, no, we can't allow this to happen. And the water department says, yeah, well, this is what the law is. The mayor says, nope, I'm taking over. So now the mayor is in charge of the water department in the city of Detroit. This has even gotten criticism from the United Nations. Said, how can you shut off water to all these people? So the mayor made the move this week. The suspension of the shutoffs, once the mayor took it over, suspended for 60 days until they figure out what to do for all of this stuff. The water system serves 700,000 people, and the system has $6 billion in debt. How in the name of God do they let this?
Very carefully.
Oh, my God. How do they do these things, these people? 3,000 people lost their service in April, 4,500 in May, 7,200 in June. And last week, the announcement was made they're going to shut out the water to 20,000 people. 800,000 in collections were made. So people have the money, or at least some people do. They have a board of commissioners, but they used to report to the mayor. Somehow or other, that changed in August of last year, and the city's chief financial officer took it over, and now the mayor is taking it back again. Sort of a decree, if you will. The water system, there's a federal judge that's overseeing the bankruptcy that got involved in the shutoffs as well. What a mess. Oy. Can you imagine living in a city, put Detroit out of your mind, Los Angeles, whatever, just imagine living your life without water.
You can't.
Right.
Can't even
never
imagine.
Mind, you can't take a bath or a shower. What do you do if you can't cook? What do you do if you can't drink?
You can't clean yourself?
No. Well, I mean, that's secondary to being able to drink. Your body is 70%
gotta
water.
Drink.
You gotta have water every day. You gotta hydrate your body. If there's no water, what do you do? What would you do? Would you drink salt water? Ugh. Drink beer? If there was no water, would you go to the store and drink high C? What would you do?
High C. Does anybody drink high C anymore?
I'm pretty sure
if you're thirsty, you're going to drink whatever you can get your hands on.
Exactly. Nobody's going to stop you from going and getting and drinking whatever you can. But soon the store shelves will run out of water and run out of juices and stuff. Because if you don't have water, how do you make the juices? Even though that stuff comes in mostly from other places. But it's really, think about your life, or lack of life, if you don't have any water. It's the end. No water. There will be, many people speculate, there will be wars fought over water in the future. Water is the most important thing. And the earth has 70% of its surface covered by water. What are we fighting about? Why isn't there plenty of water? Why isn't it free? Why are we paying for water? The only thing that costs any money is the infrastructure to get it from the hills of California down into the LA basin, or to get it to your house. It's one of the biggest scams in the history of government, isn't it? When you think about it, the water is free. It doesn't cost anybody anything for the water. It costs to put the pipes in the ground to get it to you. So why is it that the town...
And monitor your usage. That's probably the biggest cost.
Yeah, right, exactly. I have on my farms, both my farms have wells on them. I don't use public water on my home farm because I get 25 gallons a minute out of the well. It's better water. Doesn't cost me anything. Cost me, I mean, I just had to pay $2,700 to have the well fixed, but nobody's done anything to it for 10 years. So $270 a year for water, I think that's okay. That's a good swap. If I was on the town water supply, it'd be $270 a month. I know because the other farm is on the town water supply, and the bill is about $2,200 a quarter.
Mm.
So that's and it's free. The water we have, this is how politically everything gets screwed up. Politically, the state created a water resources authority, which basically took control of all of the water and distributes it. So this is a scam to the nth degree. They create a bureau that then controls the supply of water, which costs them nothing, and then they have to dig up the roads, put in new pipes, pay for all the infrastructure, and the bills just keep getting higher and higher and higher and higher. So in Framingham, we have in one part of town, there's a water well system that hasn't been used for years, and they've opened it up and they found that it's flush with water. So they want to use it to make sure the citizens of Framingham have plenty of water.
It's there.
The Mass Water Resources Authority has sued the town of Framingham to keep it from using its own water because it will then, if we don't stay with the water authority, it'll increase the cost to other towns for water because we found our own water. And we're unfairly taking advantage of the fact that we have our own water. Can you imagine any system that's that stupid? That's that crazy? They're going to sue us. The state's going to sue us because we want to use the water that's in our town and not be on the state system. I don't even know what to say after I come up with that, except screw them all. We ought to be using our own water. Right? I mean, think about it for a second. How does any of that stuff make sense yet? That's pretty typical of what's going on in our country today. Let's have government take over everything. 18 after on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now, through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I was like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Whoa!
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in and sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. Here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
We are playing a song by an artist that only had one hit.
I'm going to call a problem on this one.
How's that?
There was another hit by this artist called Tricky Tricky.
We don't know that. I never heard the song before. So keep your comments to yourself.
All right, fine.
All right. You ruined the premise. Bob the Cave's in charge of this. We'll be taking you out back to the woodshed.
Just saying. I think there might be another hit.
Really?
Not as good as this one.
Anyway, do you mind? Now have you destroyed the concept of this? Really?
Right. So this is an almost one-hit wonder.
Well, but if we do this, you're the only one who's laughing at the moment.
Go ahead.
Well, but you're spoiling the idea. Well, actually not.
Okay, let me just say that Tricky Tricky only got to number 74 on the chart.
Okay,
but thanks. Not really.
74.
So you've been marginalized, Jennifer. Back to those of you in the studio who are interested in what we're trying to do here. We have a contest going every day at this time. We play a song. As a matter of fact, Michael, make sure Jennifer's microphone is off from now on during this contest. We play a song by an artist that has only one significant hit. How's that for an adjective? One significant hit. You tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684, and we'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on it. How's that for a deal? Name this artist. 888-302-3684. Michael, crank it up a little bit.
A little bit of Sandra in the
sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica.
Go ahead, spoil it, Michael. This is the same guy.
She likes bars, she likes diamonds too. She likes stars if they rendezvous. She likes champagne.
Champagne.
Right. So if you need some help on figuring this out, this guy was born in Munich, Germany. He is of Italian descent, so he has an Italian name, obviously. At 13, he formed a hip-hop group with a couple of his pals, became fascinated with Prez Prado and Latin music, and he moved to Miami to make hits, or, well, he wanted to make hits, but he made one. Jennifer. So who is this guy? Would you like to shake his hand to make your baby fall in love with you? 888-302-3684. Every day at this time, we're working our way through some of these one-hit wonders. It's kind of a fun thing. Diana is in Spring Valley, California. Hi, welcome to Good Day, Diana. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you very much for asking. So who is it that's the subject of our attention here with Mambo number 5?
Lou Vega.
Lou Vega. I always thought that it was Vega like the car. Remember the old Chevys? The Vegas? But it's Vega, B-E-G-A. Lou Vega is the person who did Mambo number 5. Did you remember the other song, Diana, or were you like the rest of us who never heard it?
Never heard of it.
No. Okay.
Come on. Tricky. It's Big
Hit. Nobody really cares about that, Jennifer. We care about Diana, who's won our CD. Hold on a second, Diana. And Michael will take care of you with his charm and personality and make sure that you get the prize. A CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders, the prize. That's the story. 28 after is the time on Good Day.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt, stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earth. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 30th of July. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here monitoring social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. And Jennifer Horn is here to add her charm and personality to whatever discussion it is that we are working on as war rages in the Middle East. The shelling of a UN school killed 15 in the Gaza area. The bloodiest day so far. 1.7 million people without power and water. You'd think they were living in Detroit. No power, no water, but it's the Gaza. Isn't that interesting how the war over there and the way it's being played out and the situation here, there's not a correlative because we're not really at war in Detroit, but yet, in a sense, you think that we maybe are at war because of the way the metering out of these services has become so arbitrary. It's something that's bothering me a great deal the more I think about what's going on in Detroit. And it just it's distressing. And then, in fact, all these services, electricity is not free to produce, but water is. So there's no reason in the world. You know, okay, so they dug a lot of holes in the streets, they put a lot of pipes in, but that was then. Maybe they're even trying to do some of it now. But the water essentially is free. People should only be paying for the infrastructure to get the water to their home, not for the water itself. Because there's no cost to water.
Wow.
Say that again, Kenny.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Was that what, that was a was a wow. All right, so there's a lot of finger-pointing. Back to the Middle East for a second. A lot of finger-pointing where Hamas and Israel, as usual, playing like children in a sandbox, blaming one another for the lack of a ceasefire. I'm so damn sick of this. I don't even want to talk about it. But 1,200 people are dead.
Let's go back to the water issue then, shall we?
Okay. Yeah, let's go back to the water issue. And water, well, there were two issues today, Richie. One of them is Detroit, where people's water was being shut off. The other was Los Angeles, where there was a whole water main broke at the entrance to the campus of UCLA.
Yeah, I heard that. Louis flung poo
Right.
He was the head guy at the DWP.
All right, so let's go back to something else that's distressing for just a moment while we get all of our licks in here. This is, by the way, the second week since the Malaysian airliner was shot down, blown out of the sky by the surface-to-air missile supplied by the Russians. The Dutch investigators tried to get in yesterday. They were shot at. They tried to get in today. They were shot at. So it looks like they're gonna just give up.
More sanctions yesterday from Obama.
Well, how does that work? People keep saying, Obama, 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 Obama. The European Union, which has more to lose when something doesn't work with the Russians, has coordinated with the Americans. The sanctions are aimed at increasing pressure on Putin to end the support for the separatists. Does it work? Will it work? Can it work? I guess time will tell, but under the circumstances,
it'll work on
really
Putin and much. His friends and some of the companies, but it won't hit the people on the ground. It won't hit the general society there.
When you say hit, Richie, what do you mean?
There are higher level targeted sanctions to hit Putin's friends, and then these ones that went in yesterday were targeted at companies.
Mm-hmm.
So the general economy won't be affected so much by it as the kind of the inner circles and then a little bit of the outer circles now.
Mm. All right. So I want to ask you if you know who Theodore Van Kirk is, or I guess I would say now was. Anybody know who Theodore Van Kirk is? Kenny probably does. Anybody else?
Ted?
Theodore.
Ted.
Maybe known by Ted to his friends.
Everybody knows Ted. No, who is Theodore Van Kirk?
Theodore Van Kirk was the navigator B-29 that dropped the first bomb on Hiroshima.
Right.
August 6th, 1945. He died.
Yep.
Yesterday, 93 years of age. Last surviving member of that plane, the Enola Gay. How many have learned over the years this story, amazing story. These guys didn't know what they saw, the blast. Yeah. They basically weren't, I mean, when it went up. The fact this guy lived to be 93.
Pretty crazy.
And he basically got the radiation. The plane wasn't far enough away. Remember, those planes only travel about 250 miles an hour, not like a jet at 500-600 miles an hour. So by the time, and they were only at 10,000 feet. So when the plane dropped the bomb, it blew up, and they were just basically able to be far enough away from it so it didn't blow up the plane. But the radiation had to have gotten into the plane, into the cockpit. And yet, this guy lived to be 93. God love him. And the fact that the debate still continues, this is what really kind of grabs me, and I wonder what you all think about it. Without the bomb, the war would have continued who knows how long. It was over in Europe, so it was only a matter of time before all of the forces that were in Europe would have been used in the Asian theater of war. But still, the Japanese were so brutal and so bloodthirsty. We thought the Germans were bad, and they were. When it came to the Jews or the extermination of anybody that didn't go along with what it was they wanted to do. But the Japanese were just so damn brutal, just awful. And you hear the stories about what was going on, the horrors that they committed to other human beings in the name of the emperor. And so I think that's what really got Americans rallied around to the fact that we better stop this as quickly as we can. So
he defended the bombing, even though after
Van Kirk.
Van Kirk did, yeah. Even though after the war he tried to get all nuclear weapons banned, yeah, even right. though he defended the bombing because he said the war would have just gone on and on.
Gone on and on. Yeah.
But in October of 2007, he auctioned off the flight log that he kept on board during the mission to Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Got $358,000 for it.
Wow.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he keep it? Or did he put it somewhere?
It doesn't say what he did with the money.
He needed it.
But he says that the reason he auctioned it is because he wanted it to go to a museum and be kept in a museum. So mm-hmm. the museum bought it. But the Air and Space Museum in at Dulles Airport. It's 10 minutes from my house, and the Enola Gay is there. We go see it all the time. Yeah. It's a neat plane.
Amazing bit of history that needed to be taught to people, for sure. Okay, so we've gone through all of this material here so far. I will tell you over and over again, I was looking at a news survey last night. What's important to Americans in terms of national news? The Americans are not concerned about Israel. The Americans are not concerned in the main about Ukraine. The Americans are not concerned about anything other than two items that have been constantly before us for months. The Veterans Affairs situation and the illegal aliens. The veterans, and both of them, the reason I put them together, and I have frequently, is because we have been told by the news media that this is something that's a problem that we're led to believe it just started. And even though the numbers are bigger now, because in my own cynical mind, I see what's going on here, the administration and our country, but more the administration, for whatever reasons you can come up with, has made it clear that we're going to pass legislation that makes it easier for you to come in. We'll protect the people who are here. So this, you don't think the word gets around to people in these Central American countries, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, where the situation is horrible? And they come up and they stand on the border and they pay. A guy told me the other day, one of the fellows that works for me who's legal, but he has illegal friends and family and that sort of thing. And they used to pay $800, $800 to get into the country. $8,000 is what it costs now. And they have to, and they all drug cartels are running this. Every
good, nobody can afford that.
$8,000. Well, they're trying to figure out how to get it done, but that's why they're coming across the border now. And they put even the cartels won't kill the kids, so they let them go, and the kids are just flooding across the border, and so that's the reason that the problem is as bad as it is. But this is what's on people's minds, and they see that the Congress is just doing nothing about it, and they're not really sure that Congress is going to do anything about the VA thing because the numbers are so crazy that there just isn't a movement there. So, but those are the two things, when you get right down to it, Richie, that are, and there's a new, by the way, Internal Veterans Affairs audit, which is out today, shows about half the schedulers at multiple VA hospitals said they received instructions from their superiors to falsify data and hide the truth. The true time that it took patients to be seen by a doctor after making an appointment. Schedulers said that supervisors directed them to manipulate information so the centers could meet performance goals and they could get their bonuses. Those bastards.
Sure.
And meanwhile, people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
The documents show that Shinseki didn't know anything about this. And even though he's the guy, he's the only one who's left. All the other people who's been fired? Right? Who has been fired?
Other than I don't know saying, whether anybody's been fired from the Phoenix office where it all started, but
right.
it's all a load because everybody in government knew about this, mm-hmm. and now they're all sitting
right.
there like
big bunch of
just
phones.
When we find out that
right.
all of a sudden they're out.
Right, I'm outraged. I'm going to do. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
We're going to spend millions of dollars to fix something we all knew had been going on for a long time. Television news coming. What'd you say, Kenny? Sorry.
It's like in you remember in Casablanca when the French guy said, I was shocked to find out that there was gambling going on here.
Yeah. Claude Rains.
Yeah.
Played that role.
Yeah.
Right. Shocked to find out. Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. That's a great analogy. 15 before the hour, Jennifer checks the television report, or she has. She's not going to check it. She's going
I
to
I got it.
It. She's got it. And you'll get it in a moment here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525- 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3330.
Laboring in the fields of radio, Jennifer Horn is here to work her way through the latest news from the world of television. Kirstie Alley was all excited about her new show. Now, yes?
It's gone.
Gonzo.
Yeah, I tried to like it. I wanted to like the show. Yeah. It's called Kirstie, and it was on TV Land. And I really wanted to like the show. It had Rhea Perlman on it. It had Michael Richards from Seinfeld. It was a great cast, but it just wasn't quite working out. TV Land canceled it after only one season.
Michael Richards, the racist.
No, Kramer.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a racist?
You remember he got in trouble 3 or 4 years ago when he had those black guys that were heckling him and he just went into this racist tirade?
I do remember that, yes. Yeah, that's him, the racist.
Yeah.
Speaking of heckling and controversy, this Kiefer Sutherland Freddie Prinze Jr. war has all over online. Freddie Prinze Jr. made some comments at Comic-Con, and really they were so not nice about Kiefer.
He was very smart.
And professional, and that he almost wanted him to quit, that he wanted to quit acting after working with Kiefer. And then he even hit him in the below the belt, saying that he had to work without his shoes on because Kiefer was so short, he didn't want to work with someone taller. Well, a new person has weighed in on this. Louis Lombardi, he played Edgar, one of my favorite characters in the 24 franchise.
People were really upset when he got killed.
Everybody loves him. People were sad to watch him die. But he said, quote, "Why'd that kid say that? That's crazy. It's almost like, let it go. If that's the biggest problem, that you have to take off your shoes." I mean, and then he goes on to say, "I hope this doesn't turn into the Biggie and Tupac thing." He said, "I don't want to get gunned down in Santa Monica."
But he said that he found the Kiefer very...
Yeah, he said he was very professional,
and fun
to work with.
Tried to work with everybody. And by the way, Mary Lynn told me the same thing. It wasn't like they were best buddies, but he was very, very...
I mean, everybody knows he's a partier, but yeah, I mean, come on. He seems like a humble terrible guy.
He was in charge.
And you don't get to be an iconic character like that if you're a total jerk. I'm sorry. Big news if you're Dancing with the Stars fan, Maxim Chermakowski. He was the winner this last year. He's gone. He's retiring. He says he's hanging up his dancing shoes.
Really? Why should we care about that?
Because he's hot, Becky.
Really, is he?
H-O-T. And he could be dating Jennifer Lopez.
Really? Vince Scully signed on to do more Dodgers broadcasts for 66th year.
66. Gotta love him.
Oh, my God. 51 after the hour.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Senor, thank you. As we rattle our way into the life of Warren Eckstein, who is the pet person here on Good Day, and for lots of people who listen to the radio over the weekend, he's a hero, takes care of, and by the way, Warren is happy to tell you that he will pause anytime for pause. Pause for a pause. Understand? Get it? Warren Eckstein, the pet person on the pet show, is here with us to overview some of the things he's been blogging about. I want to talk just a bit with Warren in a moment about Charlotte's inner compass and what's going on with her. And is it typical of a blind dog to do what she's doing? Many people, I've heard from more people since this all took place, that they have blind dogs. Matter of fact, Warren, even our vet, Bill Carlson, you introduced me to him when I was talking to him last week. He has two blind dogs, and one of them's fairly old, the other one's not so old. My son lives with somebody who has a blind dog, and the dog gets along just fine. I'll tell you a story about what Charlotte did in a moment as she comes out of sort of her shell. The essence of pet care. Warren is the specialist, and he's here with us on Good Day in a Moment.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this.
And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply to stores. Staples.com for details.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now, through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
Warren blogged his take two on that, Richie.
Sure, why not? Go ahead.
I'm looking at three different pieces of information at the same time. So which way is my tongue may be forked, but I can't make it work in three different ways. You blogged about this pit bull that was hailed as a hero for alerting a deaf youngster to a fire in their home. Pit bulls get, there's a blog that I see that somebody sends me every day in the local newspaper. Every day, dumping on pit bulls. And we all maintain, I think, the same thing, at least here, that no matter what the breed, they're going to be as they are grown. You still maintain that?
No doubt about it. I mean, I was talking earlier with you. I was doing an adoption event at Ventura County Animal Shelter in California last Saturday and Sunday, and the place was full. 80% of the dogs there were, in fact, the pit bull or pit bull mixes, and the other 20% kind of mixed, but mostly chihuahuas. It was kind of interesting that those two breeds are the most common breeds seen in shelters across the country, and that's because you're absolutely right. People that don't understand the dog and don't understand the breed put this this bad reputation over them, and they wind up at shelters, and nothing could be further from the truth. I have literally trained hundreds of pit bull dogs to be therapy dogs and assist people, and they're fabulous.
It's too bad they couldn't change the name. Even that name sounds kind of horrific, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does. Maybe they should change it to, let's see, to Couch Pit or Couch Bowl.
Yeah, Couch Bowl.
But that's what they do. They love to sit and hang out on the couch. Bad reputation. And you know what? People that really knock pit bulls, what they're doing is they're taking a couple of stories from the news and they're generalizing it and making sure every pit bull is bad, just like every big person is a killer. You know, they just stupid stuff, very stupid stuff.
There's a German and Czechoslovakian research paper that I found when figuring out what was going on with Charlotte now that she can't see, how she has intuitively distinguished direction, north, south, east, west. And this paper basically shows or has us understand better how it is that they, in a very surprising way, can figure, it's almost like Google Earth, Warren, they have their own magnetic ability to figure out which direction. She can find her way back to the house from any place in the yard.
Yeah, but their bodies and their minds are not all full of the nonsense that our minds are full of, so they have so much more natural ability and natural instinct to compensate for changes in their lifestyle.
Wow, isn't that an interesting thought? There's not as much in their brain.
Exactly.
So they can focus on the things that are...
They're not Googling all day long. That's
yeah, it. Right. Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Thank you. Warren Eckstein, check out his petshow.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.